Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And are James Hutchin and Alex Wright. Alex Wright likely headed to the IR. James Hutchin, there's some talk he could be headed to the IR as well. The Friday Injury Report brought to you by Slater and Zurs. Experience you need, results you want. Visit SlaterZurs.com to get your free consultation. Now, last week, at the end of our interview with Jason Pinkston, we asked for his prediction, and here's what Jay gave us. Did it work? Did it not work?
I think this is going to be a close game, and it's going to be 17-14 Raiders. But listen here. Here is my thinking of this. If I say they're going to win, they lose. So if I say
you're
they're going to lose,
yourself.
Then maybe they win.
So you think you're the curse?
I'll be the bad guy here, and I'll bet against myself, and hopefully that they go out and win this game, because I want them to win this game.
And as he does every single Friday at 3:20, he could not reverse jinx the Browns. They lost. Spoilers. Jason Pinkston joins us now in the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Pink, welcome to the show. What happened with your reverse jinx, buddy?
It didn't work, fellas. It failed us, and it failed us pretty miserably.
Well, listen, that's not even the biggest failure involving the Cleveland Browns from last weekend. So I actually think you get away scot-free with this one. I'll just ask you, like, how are you panicked at all now that the Browns are 1-3 going into a game against a team that all of a sudden doesn't look so beatable?
Yeah, you know, it's kind of nerve-wracking, and you know, I just did not see our season starting this way. I didn't by no means did I think that we were going to be, you know, at peak in peak form right now early, but you know, it's kind of we're in a terrible spot right now. And watching the Commanders, that they're putting up some points, and you know that they got that young quarterback. He looks very, very impressive. He's throwing nice balls. I mean, the last 2 weeks they put up 30 plus points, and you know they're winning football games right now. Now we take our show on the road to Washington, and hopefully we can come out with a win.
Jason, I'm curious because, you know, as a former player, you understand the impact that even just one win can have on a locker room, on a team's momentum. What can a win, you think, do for this team? Like, how is it that just winning one game can fix so many things all at once and just kind of get things moving in the right direction?
Winning is huge, man. Winning, you know, whether it be an ugly win or a blowout win, it cures a lot. It's easy to go in there on Tuesday or Wednesday and watch the tape after win and instead of going in there and watching the tape after a loss. You can correct things. You know, it's a little bit lighter. You know, the mood, you know, we just need a win. We need to figure out a way to get a win and get this team, give us a spark and get us going in the right direction, man. We need to do any, whether we, you know, coach has some, a fake punt drawn up or a trick play, we need something to get us going to get a win on Sunday.
Pink, I got to ask you, man, I don't want to go all the way back to the Raiders game for the whole segment, but Amari Cooper catches a beautiful pass by Deshaun Watson, waltzes his into the end zone, and then it's called back for a hold on Nick Harris. And I got to say, man, Ross Tucker on the call thought it wasn't. Gene Steratore thought it was a hold. In fairness, he kind of talked himself into it. Did you think that was the right call, whether it was a hold or not, and that really brought back the biggest play of the season so far for the Browns offense?
It was an extremely soft, weak call. I mean, I don't think you call that. I mean, I've seen worse holds not called. That was a terrible call, and it really, you know, that kind of changed things for us a little bit. But nonetheless, they called it. They brought it back. I mean, it was just bad. I mean, things did not go our way. But I thought it was a terrible holding call. It was very weak.
Jason, along the lines of the offense and that play specifically from Deshaun Watson, I think the silver lining in that loss last weekend is how well Deshaun Watson played. Do you think that that was the start of him turning the corner and kind of rounding into the player that he is now at this point in his career, which is still a good quarterback? Or do you think it was more so a one-off and you need to see more?
I need to see more. I'm not gonna crown him and say he's back. You know, we've seen him throughout this, you know, this early season. We've seen glimpses of it. You know, I thought as we went on in our season that he would continue to get better. I expected that of him, and I think he will continue to make some of those throws like he made last week and the weeks previous to that. I'm not ready to just crown him yet, but I'm excited to see more. You know, obviously we need to get healthy, one, get all of our weapons back in there. But I'm definitely extremely positive in the direction he's going right now. Now, I will say this: we need him to take a step forward this week. It can't be, you know, we go over there and we do a lot of good things, and all of a sudden he goes out there and rolls an egg. We can't have that. I need to see him take another step forward this week.
Jason Pinkston on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Pink. I feel like this is the question I ask you every week. Is this the week we finally see the offensive line have a decent performance?
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I would like to hope so. You know, I'm very optimistic right now at this point of, you know, from what we've seen this year. Obviously, we know guys are banged up and some guys are coming back from injuries. Some guys are going out with injuries. But, it's a part of football. We have to figure out a way to do what's best for those five offensive linemen that are going to take the field. We got to do what they do well, whether it's running the ball or passing the ball, whatever we need to do scheme-wise, we got to make those guys comfortable, you know. And we got to start by winning first and second down. You know, we can't get, you know, behind the sticks and ask these guys to, you know, if there's backups in there to pass protect and we go out there and throw the ball 40, 50 times. We can't do it. We haven't proven that we can handle that yet. So I think we really need to go out there and try to establish the run game, get those guys comfortable, and hopefully the play action pass, and it could open up, you know, the passing lanes for those guys and allows our guys to be successful. But if we're behind and we got to go out there and the defense knows it and they're going to just, you know, throw their best blitzes and you're going to get the best pass rush, you know, we're going to be in trouble again.
Jason, speaking of the offensive line, Jack Conklin listed as questionable today by the Browns as he continues to – we continue to wait to see him make his 2024 debut after the injury last year that obviously he suffered from. If he's good to go, is it time to have DeJuan sort of take a seat and become that first man up at tackle and put Conklin out there and see if that fixes things along the offensive line? I know that DeJuan Jones has a lot of potential and they're really excited about his future, but do you feel like that's maybe the best path forward for this team?
I would have to agree with you. If Conklin is ready to go, you have to throw him out on that field. Like I said, you know, he is a very good right tackle. He's one of the best when healthy. We've had a lot of success with him when he's in the lineup. You know, it's just unfortunate that he's had to deal with some major issues over the last couple of years. But if he's ready to go, I love Dave Jones to death, but he's going to have to take a back seat and he's going to have to play that role of, you know, God forbid if somebody goes down. I like to where Jones is at. I think he just needs to keep working. He looks a bit heavier this year than he was last year. I think he's having maybe some issues that I can't say for sure. Obviously, I'm not in that locker room, but you know he Jones has showed us that he can play. I thought he played a good game last year versus T.J. Watt at the end of the year, but you know, we need to start seeing him take a more of a positive step in the right direction as well.
By the way, I have the same problem as DeJuan Jones. I also like buffets.
but you know what? We're not getting paid millions of dollars anymore to stay in that type of shape. So we can enjoy the buffet a little bit more than he can.
And here's the thing.
The only thing Nick's blocking is a salad, you know?
Absolutely. Unless I will eat the croutons. Round is a shape, Jay. Round is a shape.
It sure is, buddy. I thought I know it.
Jason, since we're on the subject of DeJuan, I wanted to go back. We saw sort of the exchange between Deshaun and DeJuan during the game, and they've talked about this throughout the week and how, you know, it's not anything new. How often is that type of stuff happening inside locker rooms, inside those team dynamics? And do you think that is the mark of, you know, what makes a great team? When you guys can get on each other a little bit, but at the end of the day, it's no hard feelings because it's just guys trying to make each other better.
Absolutely, 100%. You know, when you start getting your veterans and your team and your guys policing the locker room, you know, holding people accountable, that's when you take the right step. That's when you become a better football team. And you got to have tough skin. And, you know, you got to be prepared for it, and you got to be accepted, understand how the message is being delivered. And be a professional about it and do what's right and be accountable. When you have guys stepping up and you know, hey, calling people out in the right way and telling, you're just wanting them to be better because you know they can do it. You believe in them. And I think that's what Deshaun was doing in that little exchange. Like, come on, man, we need you. We got to get this. You got to get him. Because you can tell those guys that they're trying. They really want to win. They want to get this thing going in the right direction. And I loved it. I give him a gold star for that, for, you know, holding his guys accountable and telling them, hey, let's go, man. Let's get it. We got to go now.
Pink, I'm not asking for the prediction yet, but how do you feel about this game on Sunday on the road against the Commanders?
Can I catch you at halftime of the game and tell you? Can I see the first series first?
I think you know that you and I aren't going to be texting during this game.
Jason, you can't just watch the first series, though, because you know the first series gives you hope. You're like, oh, that was a great series. It's the, everything after the first series that's the problem.
I will know a lot by end of the first quarter. You know, I honestly think, I truly do believe this, I feel like, you know, the team is very disappointed how that Raiders game ended, because the Raiders gave us every chance to take that game. If we know one thing about some of those leaders in there, they've had to have some kind of a team meeting amongst the players and talk, hey, guys, we need to get our stuff together and we need to go right now. What happened to us on Sunday versus Oakland is unacceptable, and the thing that happened earlier this season is unacceptable. Now, I feel like we're going to go in there with a very, very good effort to try to win this football game and get a win in Washington. And I think it can be done. You know, the quarterback, Sean, he's making some great plays. They're playing good football. But, you know, when you get a team that finally says enough is enough, let's go in here and do this, I think we can win, and I hope that was the message all week.
I'll know by the soonest I'm going to know how I feel about this game is, I'd say, the 2-minute warning in the fourth quarter. I think that's as early that I'll really know how I feel then. All right, Pink, it is time for your prediction, buddy.
I hate being in this position right now because I just don't. No, what
you have nowhere to go. You did the reverse jinx last week. Yeah. It didn't work.
This probably was a better game to
you're
do the reverse jinx from.
You ready for this? You ready for this, guys?
I don't know.
28-21, the Cleveland Browns go in there and get a victory.
Deshaun
Watson comes in there and plays his best game of the year. Amari Cooper bounces back big for us, and the defense stands up, and we get a win.
There we go.
I know you're
clean
just kind
the
of
slate.
Pulling a rabbit out the hat there, but we appreciate it, buddy. Great stuff, Pink. Have some adult Pepsis this weekend. We'll talk to you next Friday. Actually,
thanks,
I'll
Jason.
Text you on Sunday whenever I get salty and pissed off.
That works, because I'll be waiting for it.
Be good, bud.
Have a good one, guys. Thanks.
You too. Jason Pinkston there on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. We'll react to what he had to say. All right, he tried the reverse jinx. It didn't work. Now he's trying the straight-up jinx.
There's not really a lot of places you can go after you try the reverse jinx. That's like the last resort.
By the way, I like that, like, 2 minutes before, he was like, eh. We asked, like, how do you feel about this game? Eh.
And then he turned it to 28-21. Yeah. Let's
Deshaun's go, best game. Browns back Browns. In the saddle. We'll react to Pink next on 92.3 The Fan.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.